let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God, our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge? Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Thank you.
Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. And they shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the first letter of St. John, the 3rd chapter. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory be to you.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Thank you.
grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the second reading from St. John's first letter. I'll reread it now. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is our text. What does All Saints' Day mean to you? This day that we're celebrating now. Some of you have observed All Saints' Day for decades, and you built up associations, feelings, thoughts connected to this day. For some of you, All Saints' Day may be entirely new, and you're still figuring out what it means. I'll tell you what it means to me. For me, it creates a sense of longing. A sense of longing. It makes me want to be done with the things of this age. I want the sin in my life gone. I want the suffering around me to be over. I want the shadow of death to be lifted and driven away. And honestly, All Saints' Day sometimes makes me feel a little tired and a little melancholy. We sang it already. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. And I feel a little tired and a little melancholy because I wonder, when will our feeble struggle cease and when will the shining begin? Just for a moment, we get a peek into heaven at the glory of the world to come. Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And we long to be there with them. I mean, think about it. No hurricanes, no food stamps, no oil bills, no X-rated commercials, no phone scams or phishing emails, no migraines or LASIX or MRIs or PT, or you name it. Get us out of the great tribulation already, Lord. We long for what lies ahead. We long for the joys of heaven. We long for the blessed reunion with the saints. And most of all, we long to be present with Christ. But listen to what St. John says in this reading today, the reading from the letters. Because even as we long for what lies ahead, he wouldn't have us miss what is already ours right now and right here. This is what he says. Let these words be emblazoned onto your heart and your mind. See. See what kind of love the Father has given to us. What kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Do you hear the mystery that St. John reveals? Do you contemplate deeply the joy, not just of the saints in heaven, but of the gift that God the Father has given to us? You see the kind of love that he's just poured out, in which he honors us with the name, children of God. And to drive it home, St. John says, and so we are. What are we? People just trying to make it through day to day, longing for the joys of heaven? No, we are children of God. Not just in the future shining glory where there are no tears. Not just when the sin gets fully eradicated and the devil is thrown into the lake of fire and death is swallowed up forever. He says, children of God, so we are right now. We are named children of God. We are called children of the Heavenly Father. This is the love given to us, the love given to you, love to be called His children. And you know how amazing that is. We are the people who receive that kind of love. And that's big. The love of God the Father has adopted us as sons and daughters. He has showered this love on us through the gift of holy baptism. Often when we have a baptism, the child or the person being baptized may be dressed in white. Why in white? It is an indication that in baptism we are covered with the robe of Christ's righteousness. All of our sin covered by the white holiness and purity of our Lord. So when John sees those saints in heaven, clothed in white robes, and he asks where they've come from the place where we are. And they're clothed in white robes, not because of their own holiness, but because they have Christ's holiness covering them through holy baptism. Which means that that is us. We've been washed in love through His Son. And why have you been adopted? Why have I been adopted as sons and daughters of God? Don't start looking at yourself for the reason. If you want to know why, it's because of the lavish love of God. That's why. If you want to know why He's adopted you, all you have to do is look at the crucifix and you see that's why. Because we didn't deserve it. We haven't done anything to earn this. But this is the love of our God for us. That so that we might be His sons and daughters, He sent His only begotten Son. And He sent His Son into our flesh. He sent His Son into the great tribulation. He sent His Son into the place of tears and of death and of sorrow and of suffering and of crosses and graves. Can you imagine not just going to heaven, but having started in heaven and then coming here? Because that's what He did for us. He left the glory that we long for. He left the joy that we look forward to, and He left that in order to come here and win us, make us children of God. He lived the life we do not. He paid the penalty we should but can't. Your salvation has been accomplished when Jesus was nailed to a tree and 3 days later climbed out of the tomb, and that salvation has been delivered to you as you were baptized, buried with Christ into His death, so that you might be raised again with Christ into His resurrection, into the life of the world to come, into the life of being a son, a daughter of God. So today you're invited to grab hold of this name, child of God. Today you're invited to grab hold of your baptism and remember again how you were washed. Today you're invited to see yourself in that white robe, covered with His righteousness, and not with your own sin. As baptized believers, we truly are children of God. And we have the privilege to call ourselves children of God, and we have the privilege of calling out to our dear Father in heaven with all of our needs. When you have those tears, when you have that suffering, when you go through that struggle, As a child of God, you can turn to Him. You can lay it in front of Him. You can say, "Our Father who art in heaven," and everything you could possibly desire is included in that prayer. Or you could name your wants and needs in your own words as well. But just consider what He has done, that we might be called and become children of God, not just in the future again. This is something I think that we sometimes forget. Well, this is what I will be or the status I will have. And John says, no, it's what you are. This is your status even now. And because you are children of God, do you know how the Father in heaven sees you? He doesn't look at your sins. He doesn't look at your failures. He looks at you like a father delighting in his dear little children. Even in the silly and sometimes stupid things we do, He's not out to get us. He's out to love us with a love that is deep and wide and long and high. We need to know and remember who we are, because the world does not recognize our status as children of God. St. John says the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. We are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We are sons of God led by the Spirit of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. The image of God is being renewed in us again, and Christ Himself is being formed in us. But the world doesn't know it. The world doesn't see Christ or know Christ. And so the world doesn't know or see or understand those who belong to Christ. But we know who we are. We know this new identity we have. The world may not regard our status, but we know that He does. We come here to be reminded again. We go out into our daily lives, and there is much in the world that is not Christian, and there is much inside of us that is still against Christ. But we come here to be reminded of what we will never be told in the world out there, that we are children of God because we know what Jesus has done for us. We know we are His. We know that there is nothing that can snatch us out of His hands. We know that He has called us each by name, and He will lead us through this life, and He will lead us to the green pastures, because the Lamb who is on the throne is our shepherd. Again, not just in the future, but already right now. And as we remember the saints today, as we name so many saints before the altar today, think not only of the glory that they enjoy in heaven with Christ, think of the way that our Lord shepherded them through the struggles and the trials and the sorrows of this life. Remember how He was faithful to them, because He will be faithful to you as well. Beloved, we are God's children now, and there's more. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. What we are right now is children of God, and yet what we will be has not appeared. I think about this sometimes when I think about my own life or the lives of others who are struggling, going through difficulty, maybe health issues, maybe dealing with some personal challenge that has plagued them for their entire life. And sometimes I look at that person and think, but can you imagine what that person's going to be? Can you imagine the glory that that person will have in the life of the world to come? Or the glory that we will have when all of that sickness and brokenness and sin is gone? When we will be more fully ourselves, who we were meant to be. And that's one of the beautiful things about the little glimpse we get of the saints in heaven,
is we don't see their sins, and we don't see their struggles, and we don't see their trials. All we see is them clothed in white robes, waving those palm branches of victory like they just won the World Series, celebrating the victory that will have no end. Do you know what those saints are looking at in heaven? They're not looking at each other. They're not looking at some list of accomplishments they had in this life. They are looking at the throne and at the Lamb who is on the throne. And that's what St. John tells us here. We shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. And that vision of our Lord will cleanse and purify us as well. We will see him. Right now we walk by faith. And it ain't easy, is it? We don't walk by sight yet. We don't see him. We taste him in the Holy Communion. We hear him in his holy word, but we don't see him yet. But the day is coming when we will. Like the saints already gathered around the throne of God, who see the Lamb on his throne. And through St. John's revelation, we see them, and we see through them to the Lamb by faith. And the day is coming soon when we will see him face to face. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. What does it mean to be a child of God? Looking forward to the day when we will see him face to face. Our hope in him purifies us because he is pure. Blessed are the pure in heart, Christ says. And he's not talking about the heart that we started with this morning, the one that we laid before our God when we named our sins. He's talking about the heart that's being given to us by what Christ has done and is doing still. This is what it means to be children of God. This is where our identity is found. Not in our 9-to-5, not in the grades or the review that we get, not in the quality of our relationships with one another, but in what God has declared us to be. We are children of God now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But those who hope in him will be purified as he himself is pure. So press forward, dear friends. Do not lose heart. Do not let the longing of All Saints' Day drag you down, but let it lift you up and move you forward. Because what it means for us is that we are children of God by what Christ has done. What it means for us is that we are not yet what we will be, and that is good news. What it means for us is that already our hope in Christ is purifying us. And it will be fully accomplished on that day when we see him face to face. So be strong and be steadfast and give thanks for the saints and press forward, because there is a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us as we look to the author and perfecter of our faith, the Lamb who is on the throne forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. For all whom God has redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, washing them in the saving water of baptism and bringing them to faith by the Spirit, that he would keep us in faith and in holy fear, lest we depart from his way and be lost, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the preservation of Matthew, our Synod President, our Robert, our District President, and all pastors, that they would bring us the message of salvation which belongs to our Heavenly Father and to the Lamb. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For wisdom, that our President, Governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws would make decisions that are pleasing to our Heavenly Father, who is worthy of all power, might, and honor. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those whose lives and property have been devastated by hurricanes, especially in Jamaica and the Caribbean, and for those who assist them, that the Lord would provide for their physical needs and draw them to the comfort found in Christ Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick, the homebound, those who mourn, and all the afflicted, especially for Diane, Rosemarie, Tom, and Verity, that God would give them strength to endure in their suffering and in his compassion, grant them true faith until the day of final deliverance, health, and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
For those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that in faithfulness they would approach the altar, trust the words of Christ, and receive his body and blood for the sustenance of their bodies and souls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all God's chosen people, whom he has knit together in the one mystical body of his Son, that he would give his whole church in heaven and on earth his light and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering the saints whose lives and witness point to Christ, who believed in him from the world's beginning, and who are now wholly alive in his splendor, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Job, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, David, and Samuel, all righteous rulers and faithful prophets, Zechariah, Elizabeth, and Joseph, the guardian of our Lord, the great cloud of witnesses, the millions of martyrs, including Stephen, James, Peter, and Paul, and all the apostles, Cecilia, Agatha, Lawrence, Ignatius, Polycarp, Felicity, Perpetua, and all the martyrs, including those in our own time whose sufferings glorify God. We give thanks to God. Remembering all faithful evangelists and teachers of his word, including Martin and Carl, Pastor Mike and Pastor Jim, all pure artists and authors, including Johann, Felix, George, Clive, Dorothy, Gilbert, and Flannery, we give thanks to God. Remembering the saints who loved us here and prayed for us here, and led us by their holy lives and their faith in Jesus, the blessed dead who died in Christ, and who stand now in his presence in strength and beauty, especially those from our congregation, Joan, Edgar, Alfred, Richard, Karen, Keith, Nancy, John Jr., Dean, Janet, Emily, John, Jesse, Vicky, Anne, Priscilla, Derek, Shirley, Bob, David, Daniel, Irvin, Gary, Duncan, Tom Sr., Walter, Tammy, Stacy, Joe, Mim, Ailey, George, Ralph, Ethel, Herman, Sam, Dot, Connie,
Donald, Anna, Donald, Ted, B, Toy, Rachel, Lempi, and Toivo, we give thanks to God. Remembering others from among our family and friends, Cliff Sr., Vanji, George, Elna, Mark, Michael, Bill, Cliff Jr., Don, and Elena, Bud and Alice, Lucy and Vicenta, Dwayne and Earl, Pastor Frank and Jean, Aline, Pastor Ingo, Lauren and Evelyn, Philip and Nancy, Eva, John, Joanne, Jack, Richard, Gladys, Estelle, Harry, Edith, and Philip, Mildred and Maury, David, Ronald and Pauline, George and Eva and Mamie, Barbara and Donald, Hugh, Ragnar, Bill, Issa, Ellen, Martha, and Lindsay, Noah, Lempi, Eunice, Marty, Yorma, and Marja, Elvita and Harold, Vivian, Anna, Eunice, and Eugene, Susan and Jackie, Alice, Daniel, Father Donath, and Huguette, Sherry, Adolf, Bertha, Dolph, Hedvig, Carl, Lillian, Stephen, and Audrey, June and Walter, Charles and Phyllis, David Sr., Helene, Kathy, Sean, Andy, Anna, Charles, Kristen, Pastor Herman, Sylvia, and Velma, Leno and Timey, and Gisela, Kelly, Pastor John, Robert and Jean, Robert and Helen, Edward and Olga, Elphegie and Rita, Sheila, Susan, Don, and Roland, Nancy, John, Jose, Maria, and Mario, Jim and Jean, Jeffrey and John, Glennis, Carmilla, Daniel, Donald, Gary, Janet, Janine, Mark, Martha, Robert, Zephyr, Ted, and Sharon, Arthur and Helen, Peter, Linda, Ron, Jane and Craig, Eunice and Sylvester, Jean and Leo, and Rachel, Raymond, Catherine, Joseph, Walter and Ruth, Emil and Margaret, and so many, many others whom we name in our hearts and minds. We give thanks to God. Remembering Mary, the Mother of God, and all who like her trust his word and now behold his glory, we give thanks to God. That we might join all of these in faith and in steadfast witness as we pass on the sacred deposit to those who will follow us, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. O Almighty God, we give you thanks that you have washed us in the blood of the Lamb, written our names in the Lamb's book of life, and made us a royal priesthood and heirs of an eternal inheritance. Though we deserve none of your mercy and are unworthy of your saving grace, we pray you to hear our prayers. For with all the saints we rejoice and praise you, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. To him be the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, in the communion of all your saints gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, God. Our psalm today is Psalm 149, a psalm of thanks, starting at the first verse. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adores the humble with salvation. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of God. Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name dancing, making melody with him at the tambourine and the lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let God exult in glory. Let them sing for joy in their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. Let the two-edged sword in their hands to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute them the judgment written. This is the honor for all godly ones. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And he is good.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come, the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Amen. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all of your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you